a mother who had to fight to get care for her daughter who had pediatric cancer and was having a bad response to the chemotherapy. And she wanted a drug to help the child function, and it cost $54, and the HMO said it was too much money. That same year, the chief executive officer of that HMO, in a merger, earned $800 million plus.
I should not have to get an approval for my ability to give a patient a drug. The insurance company should have to take me to court or some board and suggest that they have to pull the drug away from me because, in my opinion, they're practicing medicine without a license.
In October of 1989, our second child, Catherine Eileen, was diagnosed with malignant tumors in both eyes. She was 5 months old. The ophthalmologist who diagnosed our daughter's cancer wanted Kate to see another specialist, a pediatric ophthalmologist. He requested an emergency authorization from our HMO over the phone, and with a verbal okay, we drove to see the specialist. That day began an ordeal with HMOs that lasted a decade.
As a registered nurse, part of my job has been over the years to deal with the insurance companies and negotiate those approvals for patients on orders that have been written by physicians where treatment is dependent upon those approvals. What I have discovered over the years, as it's getting worse in particular, is that there are any number of games that the insurance companies will play.
In 1996, my mother, 74 years old, died of delayed treatment of a ruptured abdominal aortic aneurysm. She woke up at 8:30 in the morning in pain and spent from 8:30 until 2 o'clock in the afternoon calling Kaiser to try to talk to somebody about what to do about this pain. Not once did she talk to a medical professional. She was not allowed to. She was just told to wait. So she waited.
Each day, as the result of the actions of their health plan, 59,000 patients experience added pain and suffering. 41,000 patients experience a worsening of their condition, and 35,000 patients have needed care delayed.
The HMO industry is the only one in the United States that is shielded from damage suits. Currently, patients who receive health insurance through their employer can only sue their HMOs in federal court, only for the monetary value of the treatment the HMO denied, and that recovery is available only if the patient survives. Jamie Court, consumer advocate for the Foundation for Taxpayer and Consumer Rights, says the present system provides no incentive for HMOs to stop abusing patients.
If bank robbers had the same standards as HMOs do today, there'd be an awful lot of bank robbing. You are a bank robber, you get caught robbing a bank, you get convicted for robbing a bank, and all you have to do is give back the money you took. You're going to rob a bank tomorrow. And that's what HMOs continue to do.
As governor of Texas, George W. Bush allowed a Texas patient's bill of rights that contained the right to sue to become law without his signature. But he's threatening a veto of the federal bill
that will run up the cost of health insurance for American workers and could conceivably cost millions of people their health insurance. I can't accept that kind of legislation.
But Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer of California says that state experiments with the right to sue an HMO have not created a flood of litigation.
President Bush has threatened to veto this bill when